Bedtime Bites presents The Lost City Beneath the Waves. Once upon a time, in a cozy seaside village, there lived a curious little girl named Faye. She had wild, curly hair that danced in the salty breeze and eyes as blue as the ocean she loved so much. Every night before bed, Faye would sit by her window, gazing out at the sparkling sea, wondering what secrets it held in its depths. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in shades of pink and orange, Faye noticed something peculiar. A shimmering light seemed to be pulsing beneath the waves, far out in the distance. She rubbed her eyes, thinking it must be a trick of the fading light, but the glow persisted. Excited by this mystery, Faye ran to her bookshelf and pulled out her favorite book about marine life. She flipped through the pages, searching for any explanation for the strange light she had seen. As she turned to the last page, a small weathered map fluttered out and landed on her lap. The map showed an ancient underwater city, long forgotten by the world above. Faye's heart raced with excitement. Could this be the source of the mysterious light? The next morning, Faye woke up early, filled with determination. She packed her backpack with snorkeling gear, a waterproof flashlight, and her trusty stuffed octopus named Inky. Then, she tiptoed out of the house and made her way down to the beach. As she reached the shore, Faye saw her friend, Captain Barnacle, preparing his small fishing boat for the day. The old sailor had weathered skin and a long white beard that seemed to have seashells tangled in it. "Ahoy there, little Faye," he called out. "What brings ye to the dock so early?" Faye hesitated for a moment, then decided to trust the kind captain with her secret. She showed him the map and told him about the mysterious light she had seen. Captain Barnacle's eyes widened with wonder. "Well, shiver me timbers," he exclaimed. "I've heard tales of that lost city me whole life. Never thought it might be real. What say we go on a little adventure, eh?" Faye's face lit up with joy as she climbed aboard the captain's boat. As they sailed out to sea, Captain Barnacle told her stories of legendary underwater cities and the magical creatures that were said to inhabit them. When they reached the spot where Faye had seen the light, Captain Barnacle dropped anchor. Faye put on her snorkeling gear, hugged Inky tightly, and with a deep breath, she slipped into the cool, clear water. As she swam deeper, the water around her began to glow with an otherworldly light. Colorful fish darted past her, their scales shimmering like tiny jewels. Suddenly, Faye gasped through her snorkel. There, rising before her, were the magnificent spires and domes of an underwater city. The buildings were made of pearlescent stone and covered in swaying seaweed and vibrant coral. Schools of fish swam in and out of arched windows, and playful dolphins twirled around the tallest towers. As Faye explored the submerged streets, she noticed something odd. The city seemed to be slowly rising from the seafloor. Bubbles of air escaped from cracks in the pavement, lifting the ancient structures higher and higher. Faye swam back to the surface as quickly as she could, bursting out of the water with excitement. "Captain Barnacle," she shouted. "The city is coming up." The old sailor's jaw dropped as he watched the lost city break through the waves, water cascading off its gleaming surfaces. As the last of the city emerged, a rainbow appeared in the mist, arching over the newly risen wonder. Faye and Captain Barnacle cheered and danced on the deck of the little fishing boat. They had discovered a long-lost marvel and brought it back to the world above. As they sailed back to shore, Faye clutched Inky close and smiled. She couldn't wait to share this incredible ad